If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, speaking of demand, our listeners demand things all the time. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. In this case, I don't know, I'll leave it up to you at 866-391-1020. So, people are demanding. They're mad. They're upset. Because there are plenty of ways you can watch us. You can watch us on Twitter, at Colin_Dunlap, at KDKA on our Twitter feed. People love the new YouTube channel. You can go to, just type KDKA radio, and bang, there it is, and just subscribe to that. That's great. All the streaming stuff. But people are mad, Margo, and it's this. We've got a texter that keeps writing, why isn't Margo on the live feed? It's just Colin and Paul all the time. And I said, well, there's not a camera in the producer studio. No producers are on the live feed. And they said, she's doing a great job. We need a camera on Margo. So the masses are out for you in a good way, Margo. They want to see you. They want a camera in there.
I don't want people to know what I look like.
There we go. Good stuff. You know, that's, how long do you think we can go without people knowing what you look like?
I don't know, because I am an easy search, but if people don't know how to spell my name, I'm not an easy search, so...
Let's see.
I know, right?
That is wonderful thing to do. Let's see how long we can go without Margo being recognized.
Yeah.
Back into it, 866-391-1020. All right. So, we've reached a point where public safety is a big deal. Personal public safety. I don't need to tell you about the happenings in Minnesota, but it's not just that. It's... The world seems to be on edge, right? Because, well, there seem to be a lot of people on edge and a lot of nefarious people up to weird things, crazy things. One of the easy answers from people who are Second Amendment advocates or just people who are American citizens is get a gun. There are definitely two sides to that. So, what are the positives and what are the negatives? You can be pro-gun or pro-lawfully, responsibly gun advocate and carrying and not want to carry a gun. Because that's kind of where I am in all of this. Let's have a nice conversation on how to proceed. Because when you bring this up, when you like, I was talking to somebody the other day and... They threw this out at me when we talked about doxing and different things. This person threw this out at me, and it kind of surprised me. She said to me, that's why I always have my gun on me. And I said, well, yeah, okay. But it's just there are a lot of people in the world, and in the country, I should say, and they're not wrong, who don't look down on you for that. They actually are totally fine if you're a responsible gun owner. They just don't want to, for a variety of reasons, carry a gun themselves. Maybe they think it's too cumbersome. Maybe they don't want to do it. Maybe they have kids and they're worried about things. Maybe they just don't like the thought of it. Maybe they're just not into it. Whatever it may be. And it doesn't make them bad. It just makes them wanting to choose a different route. But in all of this, sometimes I'll say this. When I phrase it like that or frame it like that, there are people who are Second Amendment truthers, kind of, or even people who are way into the Second Amendment, who feel it's somebody like me's responsibility to carry a gun. Not just option, but responsibility. And I've never felt that way. I've never taken it that far. I've never thought that that's kind of where it is. It's definitely a choice. But I'd love to hear from people that are just regular dads. People who are suburban Joes. Guys who aren't gun nuts or guys who aren't gun collectors. And I'd love to know if you're somebody, especially in the past couple years, and you decided to, well, I'm going to go get my concealed carry permit. Because we'll get these emails from Kevin Krause's office, the sheriff, like once every couple months about these big long lines and these big concealed carry sign-up things. And then they show the pictures from them after the weekend. They'll send them out on like Monday. And the line is out the door. I mean, there's a gazillion people doing this. But I don't think we've ever had a discussion on this show from just regular people that say, okay, here is what I do, here is why I got it, and here is why I feel comfortable. Or, I've been thinking about it, but here is why, yeah, I decided against it, I'm going to take my chances. You know, for me, it's just kind of simple. I just don't want to. It doesn't mean I think I'm tough and I'm going to fight my way out of things with my hands. It just, I've never shot a gun outside of a BB gun. And I know this, a level of responsibility that comes with owning a gun involves training, involves practice, involves cleaning, involves upkeep. And it's not just a decision that you make that's fly by night or real quick. And frankly, I don't have the time to dedicate to that, nor do I feel, this is going to come out bad, but do I feel like I would dive into it responsibly enough in order to be great at it? Honestly. So it's one of those things where it's best for me probably not to go down that road. It's not that I'd be uncomfortable. It's not that I'd be scared. It's just something that it's not crossed my mind all that much. But an increasing number of people like me seem to be the kind of people who are opting for it. Like, I drive past a place all the time that is like a shooting range, right? Because it's on my way to Trader Joe's. That sounds very suburban. But anyhow, it's the truth. And I drive up this driveway on my way to Trader Joe's, and there's more cars and more cars and more cars and more cars. And there's no way that it's anything but getting more crowded. And it's not people who all live on a farm, or not people that are using these firearms to be menacing drug dealers. They're regular suburban Joes. And I'd like to crawl into your head a little bit and find this out. What made you make such a decision? 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.